from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
One thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys. Either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We are basketball for the next hour. And then at noon, we're going to have Macklin Celebrini, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Macklin Celebrini,
return of the Mac,
18 years old, the number one draft of the San Jose Sharks. His dad works for the Warriors. He's the youngest Hobey Baker Award winner. That's the top collegiate player in hockey.
Damn.
He is the youngest to ever win it at Boston College. He's an Eagle.
Yeah.
It was an Eagle.
He's waiting on it. Stoney the Bay's waiting on him.
Yeah.
Sharks struggling. Didn't talk about the two new coaches added to the Warrior staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Stackhouse and Stotts.
Yeah, who cares about Stack? Terry Stotts. Terry Stotts, one of the all-time good guys and good coaches. Really. I like that Terry Stotts is back.
Like the Stackhouse shade.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done it. He's fine. He's fine. Couple things that have just popped up, one on the Xfinity mobile text line and the other on the YouTube chat. And I'm just going to throw it out there to start the conversation because Klay Thompson received no offer from the Warriors in the past year. They told him apparently four times, because that's how many times Klay approached the Warriors or his agent with a contract idea or a number. And they said, we can't do that right now. You've got to wait. From Shyam on the YouTube chat, I blame all this on Joe Lacob. He failed to manage his team and players. He allowed Draymond to get away with BS without holding him accountable. This is not on Draymond. It's on Joe Lacob.
Wow.
And then the 415, no, from San Francisco. In retrospect, this is interesting. It's completely reasonable to conclude that Lacob and his mishandling of the Klay contract situation had as much of a role in the team missing the playoffs as the Draymond Green suspension. Interesting.
Well, he still gave you 18 and 39% from three.
But he had a bad year.
Right.
He didn't have a good year.
But even the year before, Stoney, they made the playoffs with the punch and all this stuff that was going on behind closed doors.
Yep, and they couldn't overcome it. How come they couldn't overcome it this year? Maybe it's because they were a year older.
I'll say this. I'll steal one from you. The last dance, it was the last dances. How about that? They were dealing with some stuff for a while.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where am I at with all this? If anybody cares, I don't blame anybody. You know
you
how
don't
I
blame you, anybody, Stoney?
No, nobody.
Not even Lacob for checking Draymond.
I mean,
I mean,
no. It was time. Klay didn't want to be here. And I boil it down to the Warriors didn't want him back, and he knew it. And Klay, over time, didn't want to come back.
All right.
And they parted ways. And that's the way a dynasty starts to end.
It just does.
It does not end well. It's impossible to end a dynasty well.
I feel that, but the communication could have been better. Even on in the fourth quarter under the 2-minute warning, Stoudy, that's what that golf outing was. Stoudy, how couldn't Lacob could have just told? He deserved to say, "We don't want you. It's not going to happen." Me looking at this, watching it like a movie, Klay deserved that. Just tell me I'm not wanted. But don't have me golfing and we not even bring it up.
Daniel in San Jose. What's up, Daniel? How you doing, man? Daryl in San Jose.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, D?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Klay Thompson's injuries.
One more time, Daryl?
I'm sorry. Let's say you have a diamond and you don't want to scratch that diamond.
Right.
That diamond's worth quite a lot. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay? So that diamond that you have, you got two diamonds. And both those diamonds are worth a lot of money. You scratch one of them, your money is worth half now. That's what you had in Klay and in Curry. Curry does not do a pickup game or go outside of those boundaries to put himself at risk. I'm not saying it's Klay's fault for doing a pickup game in L.A. That injury did not happen in practice or in a game. So if you're going to value the pieces you got, you got to take care of those pieces. And those pieces mean discipline. Don't go biking. Don't go parasailing. You got championships to win. Now, I'm not putting this on Klay.
Right.
But you can, from Lacob's point of view, you can see how he said, man, you did four of these championships. You're getting older. None of the other diamonds I got were kind of careless.
Yeah, I hear. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate the call.
Well, we see to that point, Stoney, we see guys play open run and do what they do all the time. Curry was just up in Sacramento playing with the kids at the open gym. What if he would have got hurt then?
Well, what if he gets hurt at the Olympics?
Well, he was in the Olympics, you get a pass.
I blew it on Celebrini last time.
What happened?
He went to Boston University.
Oh.
Not Boston College. Two different schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on me.
Big rivals, I'm sure.
They are, actually. They are.
The bean pot.
You know what the other thing I was thinking, too, about Lacob is I can't help but go back to the light years comment in the New York Times about 10 years ago. And
preach, man. I'm all ears.
And listen, nobody does anybody any favors in the NBA, but I gotta believe the league is just eating this up. I really think that, because I think there was some acrimony from the other owners when Joe Lacob had owned the team 2 or 3 years and said, "Oh, we're light years ahead of everybody,"
and backed it up.
But there were a lot of people in front offices that said, "You're light years ahead because you became an owner of a team with Steph Curry on it." And
so you think they're loving this right now?
Of course.
And
God.
I feel like the second apron and all these new rules with the CBA, Stoney, they're the Warriors' rule.
It doesn't matter. They're the rules. And other teams have to deal with it, too. We just saw that the Clippers just had to deal with it. They had to let Paul George go for nothing because they wanted to avoid this second apron. But clearly there was a struggle this past year. And here's the other thing I was thinking. And again, we don't know enough, but we're starting to know a lot. So after last season, Steve Kerr, according to Shelburne and Amick, fought hard to keep the team together. That's Draymond Green. He was up for an extension. So the whole idea that Steve Kerr was fighting for the veterans and to keep the team together, it is a little bit of an indication of how he overall feels about young players. He wanted everything to stay the same. Here's the other thing that was interesting. I ran this by Evan before you got here, Goo. When the Warriors, Ramona Shelburne said that the Warriors thought about breaking it up before this season. Then they went through the season, and apparently they thought about it again at the trading deadline. But they won 4 out of 5, and they shelved that idea. Man. They shelved that idea and played out the rest of the year, but they didn't make the playoffs. And I don't know. It's just part of me. This is what I said to Evan. I said, could that be viewed as selfish on Kerr's part? Like, why did Kerr not want to move forward with the transition if other guys in the organization did? And it's because he wanted to keep coaching the guys he was comfortable coaching, yeah. Perhaps.
That's all he knew. That's all he knew. And he got stabbed in the back by Draymond. And so did Joe Lacob, for that matter, by you giving him that contract. In year one, he goes out and basically ruins the season, because that's what happened. And then he did that the season before. But you didn't ask me about Draymond. I'm just looking around, Steiny, and the whole light years. And I'm thinking about Clay not even being told you're not part of the future. That's the least you could do. It's not about, you know, if you're going to remain here, it's about the respect. And that's why I'm sitting here. I'm really flabbergasted, man, that Joe Lacob and company would not tell Klay Thompson you're not part of the future. And that would be, but to read this, it's almost like, Klay, how did you show up to even try to perform? But this is the one that I've been holding in my holster. That's why the great Bob Myers left, Steiny. He left. He probably wasn't in on the 4-400 with Draymond. He probably wasn't in on Klay dipping. But there was some stuff going on. And what we found out since the end of the season is this didn't just start last year. Guys wanted their chicken after 2022. They wanted to cut in line. They wanted to use rank. And
well, but
look
hold on,
what
hold
happened.
On.
You had one dude knock another youngster out, and now he's gone. You got nothing for that. You didn't trade Chris Paul at the deadline, because if you're right and you won 4 or 5 and you're thinking you got action, you didn't have action, Steiny. And just to watch Chris Paul basically come and go for nothing, nobody.
Well, I just want to, I mean, just to. Yeah. I think there's two ways to look at everything. You say Klay and Draymond wanted to cut in line. I guarantee you Klay and Draymond thought Wiggins and Poole were cutting in line.
But on paper, they were not.
No, they. Yes,
but
they were.
But when you look at how long you've been here and
exactly.
what you've done, but that is not, they were up. They were closer to being up.
But they weren't up. They weren't up.
But my point is they were closer to being up than those two gentlemen.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying, I can completely see how Draymond and Klay would look at Wiggins and Poole as cutting in line.
And what about what I said? And I won't take a victory lap because Helen Keller could see it. What about Klay watching Jordan Poole ascend? He was turning into a star, Steiny, a fan favorite. And Klay couldn't even play at that juncture. And if you don't think, now I'm looking at it, Draymond wasn't like, oh, we got this youngster. Yeah, way to do it. They're looking like he might be in the way taking our money. And that's essentially how it ended up. That's why all this was. So when I say warrior culture, that took a hit to me. And I can do nothing about it now. We move forward. But the more I think about this, I wonder, am I wrong to bring up Steph? Like,
you can
Steph,
do whatever you
could
want.
You have went in there and just
and
let everybody have it?
And done what?
Just like, dude, quit worrying about the name on the back and worry about the name on the front.
Oh, my God. Like, to me, that's fantasy land. These guys are NBA players. They have huge egos. Like, Steph Curry is not a magician. He's not. He couldn't. Like, hey, Joe, you need to pay Klay. Klay, you need to suck it up and be a team player. It's not what he's comfortable with, nor should he. Should he have to do that? The other thing I was thinking is, so, okay, now follow me here.
Right.
The Warriors talked about transitioning last offseason. Kerr fought for the team to stay together. They thought about transitioning again at the All-Star or at the trading deadline. They didn't. But remember, Lacob had a quote where he said, oh, we could have made a move and basically gotten off a player but not gotten anything back. And they weren't ready to do that at that time. You know what happened about 2 weeks after the trade deadline? Kerr got extended.
Yeah.
Kerr got extended at that time. And you know why I think he got extended? Because I think at that point they knew that there was going to be transition this offseason and that they needed at least some stability at coach. Mm-hmm. And they gave him 2 more years.
Wow. And right now, I'm going to steal a line from you when you talk about what they've added, because I'll never forget the Cal Climby podcast where Joe Lacob said, I'm paraphrasing, heads are going to roll if they end or crash and burn. And boy, did they crash and burn. That memory of what was is Sacramento in the play-in game. But if you're telling me Melton and Slo-Mo, and who else am I missing? Possibly Buddy Hield and Quentin Post and what? Kerr, thank God you signed two, because I don't think they're better, Stoney. Those are moves around the edges, but that's why I'm hoping marketing can be landed. And at this point, I think holding on to Jonathan Kuminga and not going all in is kind of going against what you're trying to do with what's left of Steph Curry and Draymond Green window.
Well, how about this? And this is one thing I was thinking. Think of the three players that they're going to acquire. De'Anthony Melton.
Okay.
Been in the league 5 or 6 years. Kyle Anderson. I think he's been in the league 9 years. And Buddy Hield, who's 31. Mm. So let me ask Warrior fans a question. If and when push comes to shove over the course of next season, how does Kerr navigate Pajemski and Moody with these three players, all of whom have experience in the league, and that who, on the surface, Steph and Draymond would be more comfortable playing with? We got to find out what happens there.
And I can't wait to see.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. We're talking about As the Warriors Turn.
That's a four.
Here on 95.7 The Game. And there was some turmoil under the surface this past year. Hell, 2 years.
Thank you.
Last 2 years.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Let's go. I like that one. Not mean-spirited. Not at the Warriors. Because he said it unrelated to the Warriors. I just kind of like the way he said it. Murillo. Murillo's in Petaluma. Oh, hello.
That was about the Warrior.
Huh? Hello. Actually, it was hello. About the Warrior.
Talk to us, man. Buddy? Talk to us.
Happy holidays. Hey, Steiny, sounds like I wasn't so off base when I took my sentimentality out of my last take, because my take was there's two adults doing business. And just like Clay can be offended by anything, so could Lacob when he turned down $24 million a season. That is a reason to be offended by, because Clay was not worth that. Now, the reason why I'm not sentimental is because there's no coach or goo. Get that word out of your vocabulary when it comes to sports in this country. It's all business. Miami Heat, yeah, they have a culture. They have a way of doing things. Call it a culture. We don't. And it's okay. It's business as usual. So I'm not sad because a guy decided to move on. And as I mentioned, I haven't felt Clay here the whole last season. The way Steve Kerr spoke about Clay, you could tell something was brewing. So it's okay. Let's move on. And I want to give kudos before I go to the kids, to the young guys, because we have seen development in all of them to some extent with all this BS going on. Mm. Kuminga, Moody, TJD, all these guys showed good progress with all these things going under the surface. So I want to give them kudos, and I hope we don't trade any
Morelli,
of the four.
Morelli, don't hang up.
Real None quick. Of the four.
Yeah, don't hang up.
Shoot it.
Hey,
shoot it.
You make some valid points, buddy. I'm just telling you, this is how I was brought up and raised. I believe one Klay Thompson deserved better. I didn't say he deserved to stay.
Well, I said
he deserved better, Morelli. You don't invite somebody to dinner or go out on a golf course and not talk about the rat on the table. That's disrespectful. Just tell the man he's not part of the future. I'm not asking for a lot, Morelli. Come on now.
Murillo.
That's you, Murillo. That's human nature. Come on, he deserves better.
Listen, as I mentioned to you before, I come from soccer. That's my background.
Yeah.
Soccer is a sport where you have relegation. It's less business-oriented. So I feel like you. I came from that generation. We identified with the players.
Okay.
But now it's a mixed pool of business. Even the players see it that way. So
yep.
I'm not, as a fan or someone who's paying for this product, I'm not going to attach my sentiment to that extent. That's it. I feel like you. But that's not how it is nowadays.
Well, let me ask. Thanks, Morello.
All right.
Let me ask you this, Goo.
But that's where you're getting it wrong.
Let me ask you this, Goo.
Go ahead, baby.
We got into it a little bit yesterday, and now having seen the way this played out, how Lacob did things, how Klay did things, and the whole enchilada. You still think Lacob's sentimental?
Yes.
You still think that he's not a businessman?
No, I think he's still sentimental because you can say he did it with Klay, but what you did to Draymond was sentimental. I don't know what pictures Dre has, what's going on, but that was where you really should have started.
Yep, but he didn't.
And then the dude comes up a day later after Klay's gone, I almost went to Memphis. I almost went to Memphis.
Let's see how he handles Curry.
O-Town, hey, I'm not delusional. I'm speaking facts. Because you don't have the answers.
I have all the answers.
No,
don't you know
Dre
me?
Got that 4-400?
I mean, I don't understand.
What was Joe thinking? What were they? Maybe that's why Bob left.
Because you think these guys are perfect. Lacob made a mistake. He got talked into something by Draymond Green.
That's insulting his intelligence if you think Dre could do that.
Well, then I just did it.
A guy that punched a teammate. A guy that's done everything under the sun.
So he made a mistake. He made a mistake.
And
you know what?
And Klay had to pay for it?
I don't know. I don't know who paid for what. Look, we saw the same thing. If anybody has any familiarity with the history of the Golden State Warriors, that play from Draymond Green was right out of the Steven Jackson playbook.
Wow.
Period. He cut out the middleman, and he got Joe Lacob to agree to something that I don't think the entire organization was on board with. Why else would he have driven down to Lacob's house? He knew things were getting close to him not being here. And Lacob broke him off.
Wow. But I guess you can't do a killer like that. There's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no dinner or nothing that can be said for you to do the Jedi mind trick on me.
I allow for the fact that last year Joe Lacob still was under the illusion that they still might be able to do it.
Right.
And he ain't under that illusion anymore. And so business has changed. The Warriors' business has changed. They got to navigate a new period of time for them. Uh-huh. They're coming out of a dynasty. Like, all bets are off, as far as I'm concerned. Like, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and you talked to me about this upcoming year, and we don't know if the roster is what it is, but...
Well, they got 12 guys.
On the to-do list of worries for me is, how is Draymond going to act if this team gets off to a slow start? That should not be on the list. Your bread.
But my guy, on Monday, I think Draymond's going to be on his best behavior this year. Come on, Goo.
He has
one,
to.
One article
he has to.
Changed your mind about now you're worried about Draymond coming into the year.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I just hate the wrong dude left. We watched this movie, and I feel like the wrong character. Wow.
925. Get over it. Get over it, Goo. Move on already. No. Klay Thompson deserves a few days of talking about.
Man.
I mean, this ain't no.
Thank you, Stone.
Move on, Joe.
This ain't.
Where's Priest at?
The heck was his even name? I can't.
Who?
This ain't Patrick McCaw. This ain't Ryan Rollins.
Damian Jones.
No, it ain't Damian Jones. It ain't even Marquise Chris.
Patrick McCaw three-peated, by the way.
I'm just saying.
Did you see Mo Spates take a little lick at the Warriors on Twitter the other night?
Oh, no.
When they said they were signing Melton, he was like, oh, let appointment TV, like he got to put the Warriors on. And I said, okay, he's – and I said, no, he's laughing.
Yeah.
You're not on Twitter.
No, I'm not. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in a half hour, Macklin Celebrini. He will join us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. We're all basketball up until then. I'll take more of your calls on the other side. And Klay Thompson, he's gone. And now the fallout starts and the stories start coming in about how it all went down. Yikes. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Give me the meat.
Maybe you did miss me.
Why?
Kinda, you're wrong, buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we are talking hoops for the next half hour, and then we're going to be joined by Macklin Celebrini on the River Islands guest line. He was the number one pick in the NHL draft by the San Jose Sharks. His dad works for the Golden State Warriors and has worked for the Warriors for, I got to believe, a decade at least now.
I'm being real here. Okay. You being back east, have you ever been on the ice? Have you ever played hockey? We did field hockey in the
Union. I ice skated.
Yeah, but no, have you ever played hockey?
No.
Yeah.
Street hockey.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah. Street hockey. You ever play that? Street hockey?
So you know what it's like to have a stick?
Yep.
I was a forward.
Give me the meat. You were a forward in what?
Hockey.
This guy.
What? Did you ever play
what are you today?
This guy. Defense? Defense.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, in soccer I was. They had me. I hated it too. I wanted the ball.
Yeah, you needed a ha-ha.
Yeah, I didn't have it then.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Let's go to
sports, man.
Tom's in Sonoma. Wants to talk about the Warriors' future.
Talk to us, T.
Hey, Guru. Hey, Steiny. How you guys doing today, man?
Hanging in.
Well, I moved on from Klay, and I wish him the best.
Yep.
I want to talk about our future, man. Markkanen will cost us way too much. I mean, two or three players and a couple of first rounds. Danny Ainge doesn't fool around. You want it, you're going to pay for it. The players we got, Anderson, Post, the other guy, they're not going to move the needle much. I mean, we're not going very far. I believe we're going to be either a 9 or 10th or not even in the playoffs.
Wow.
When the Warriors took the two draft choices on the Klay sign and trade, that sent me a message. We're rebuilding, man. We're not going anywhere. We're rebuilding this year, so we have to accept it and hope that we can get some future players down the road to be great again. But we're not going to be great at this indication. It's clear. I think Joe has sent us a message too. You know,
yeah.
I don't understand why we took two draft choices over Klay when we could have got a player. So it tells me that's why they want to go to the future.
No doubt. Yeah, that's a good point, Tom. Thanks for the call. Yeah, they did not want, and it probably had something to do with the player, D'Angelo Russell, but they didn't want a player back.
Yeah.
They didn't want a player back.
But like you always kid me, Stunt. Well, you don't kid. You always say, Goo, you're on another planet, man. You're in fantasy world. And you said it with Dumas, Dibs, and Grandy yesterday that, you know, Curry might be content. I almost fell out my chair.
That was Dumas.
You know what? You're right. You are right. And I just,
all I picture him is thinking, like, look, I still am bringing something to the table. I don't want to be in anything remotely close to rebuilding. And when you think at it, think of it like that, I do wonder about his future. Can the Warriors give him what he needs? But I'm going to put everybody – I'm putting them on blast right now.
Who?
The Warriors.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell me you're all in and then get cold feet when you're trying to get PG-13 and don't include Kuminga. That pisses me off. I get why you did it, but you're not all in. You were not all in if that's what held up the deal. And Cal Kami was saying they offered Wiggins. They offered a package with, you know, all kind of different proposals. But if you can't, like, if I'm Steph Curry and I heard we didn't get Paul George – added to Draymond and myself because of what? Kuminga's possibility of being a star when I'm gone? I would be hot.
I actually wouldn't. Because I'm smart enough to know that the show goes on without him at some point. It's going to have to. It just is going to have to.
Well, it can go on sooner than later, Steiny, if you're really got your wagon hitched to that. That we really don't have a chance of winning as currently constructed.
Again, I think Tom's onto something, I'll say it. What has happened this offseason? They've made some moves around the margins, and they have gotten in a little bit better of a salary situation and their payroll. They've gotten it a little more under control. And so I look at this team with Anderson and maybe with Hield and DeAnthony Melton, and I actually think, you know what? They could be better with that team. They could be better. Curry and Draymond keep playing at a high level. You got the young guys taking a step up, and then you've got three veteran players who are pros. I mean, they're pro players.
Yeah, yeah.
They're professional
I'm
players.
I'm not mad at any one of them, man.
You get back to the playoffs next year somehow.
Boy.
Maybe you get beat in the first round, but at least at that point you can look at the team and say, what do we need? Now what do we need? We'll go get it this offseason. We have more flexibility. That's what I think's going on.
Because
right
I'm looking at the Warriors didn't make the playoffs, but let me tell you two teams that along with them didn't make it that scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis, Josh coming back. I'll leave that there. Houston, boy. Young and just run up and down. And San Antonio now with Chris Paul. I don't know Steiny right now, and I know today's not the day for it, but I feel like I can't say with all my might and be real and honest that they're better than those teams.
Yeah, we'll see. You're right, we'll see. Let's go to Devin in Oakland. What's up, Devin? How you doing?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I have about 20 years experience with the Warriors. I kind of do an avocation during the spring training camp. So, I mean, I've been there when Curry first got there, and I was there with Baron Davis. So, I've seen things go, and a lot of it happened with no one checking Draymond. Like, when you're talking about Steven Jackson,
yep,
who's the most professional player I ever seen, a guy like Steven Jackson was with the Warriors still, Draymond's actions wouldn't be taken too far. And I just think my personal experience during the training camp, no one had Draymond in check, and Draymond started filtering over. I seen Draymond influence the general manager. I've seen him use curse words there. I've seen him use, like, he was going to throw the punch. I've seen him influence Durant. When Durant was here, Durant was quiet as a mouse, never spoke. And I just saw all these things with Draymond, and no one put Draymond in check. And it just seemed like it just flowed over.
Yep.
And that's just my two cents, and things have got out of hand. And I think if we would have had Draymond in check, or a player that was there to have him check, we would be a lot better. We would have some championships. And that was just my two cents from just being, like I said, in the organization and watching through training camps and just the interaction. And I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Devin, hang up and listen to what I say, because I got your gist. I was talking to a guy the other day, just like Devin, who's been around for a while, and we just kind of started laughing because we were talking about Draymond Green and how He's got a lot of power. And we just set up a little hypothetical of, had Draymond Green come on to the team with Baron Davis, Steven Jackson, Al Harrington, and Matt Barnes, he wouldn't have gotten to be the powerhouse like he's become. It wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have stood for it if he was going against the grain. Like, those guys were all like rogue dudes.
Yeah.
Like they were like the Raiders.
Great word. Yeah.
But they all were on the same page at least. So yeah.
They were like Clay, Stoney. They were Mavericks. Yeah. That's how I look at all four of those. I'll say this about not checking Draymond Green, because that's what it is. Listen, Stoney, I can't put – there's a price that this culture and the Warriors have paid for allowing him to do what he's done and not get checked. And you can say, Goo, what's the first one? I go back. I got to say this because how I'm feeling. So you're telling me when that video got released for the punch, it wasn't about the action. The Warriors were actually looking to see who released it. Like, if that's what we're worried about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
Not the infraction, not what we saw on film. I'll never forget that. But about how it got out. And that's empowering to Draymond in itself.
Yeah,
because that lets you know you're focused on the wrong stuff. But here's 4400. Here you go. I can't be mad at Draymond.
Well, it sounds like you are.
No, I'm mad at the org for not even OKC going at the coach.
I think you could be mad at both. The funny thing is Draymond Green, in essence, has nothing to do with anything. But he's got everything to do with everything. And this is the 510, because this is what you were alluding to. I'm 100% with you, Guru. The wrong dude got booted off the team.
Oh, man.
Clay was my favorite. I've been a Dubs fan since World B3. Now I'm torn. I don't like the guys who did Clay dirty, but I'm a Dubs fan for life. What do I do? Any advice? I guess he's asking you.
It's the team. You root for the team with the name in the front. You keep rooting. And again, Star, I know it's not Halloween. I keep using that, but I am scared as bejesus about Steph Curry not playing meaningful basketball here in the Golden State. And last year, they didn't make the playoffs. I hope that was an anomaly. But good God, man. I'm hoping by the time I see you on Monday, because Evan and them will hold it down. This is our last show of the week. I hope marketing's a Warrior. But Danny Ainge is not going to do that deal without Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, the other thing is that apparently everybody's in on marketing.
Oh,
and you got to ask the Warriors even have enough to get a Lauri Markkanen. I don't know. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
Okay.
What's up, Shaka? How you doing?
How you doing? You all right, Goo?
I'm hanging it. Shaka, I know you keep saying I go hard on Green, man. I'm trying to compartmentalize, man. Help me out.
Right. Man, you're great at what you do, man. That's what
Thank
I want to say. Both of y'all, man. Both of y'all. Hey, man, I'm looking at JK, man. We're not talking about him enough, man, because for us to be successful, he's going to have to step his game up, man. And I think he really can, man.
JK? But Stoney,
cut off. Go ahead, Shaka. Sorry about that.
No. And also, I want to say, man, if we get Brandon Ingram, man, that'd kill two birds with one stone, man. What y'all talking about? Somebody to keep him in line. I'm telling you, he would be the perfect teammate, man. I'm not all in on marketing, and I'm definitely not giving up JK for him. That would be crazy, man.
Would you give up Kuminga for Brandon Ingram?
No. I wouldn't give up Kuminga for nothing, because I think he's the next big thing in the NBA, man.
Wow.
I see it in him. He's the Minnesota guy. He plays a similar style of basketball, man. He just needs to be, just a little bit better, man. I think a little bit more playing. You got to look at it. He hasn't played. He didn't play but half of the season last year. So with him playing, I mean, I think he's the next big thing. And that's why they're getting those role players to be able to help him and Steph, man. I think we're going to make the playoffs definitely, man.
There you go, Goo. Thanks, Shaka.
Yeah.
Shaka going to be blowing that horn soon.
Yeah.
That Minnesota Vikings. Oh, they're going to stink.
Why?
Because they don't have Kirk Cousins. That's why.
Oh, boy. That's his funny.
You watch. Stop. You watch.
You like that?
He's with Atlanta, right?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Hey, lick you it watch over out his for shoulder. The Falcons.
Lick it over his shoulder.
Please.
He got that
They'll
money,
end up
though.
Moving Penix.
You really could be a comedian.
Yeah. I like to have fun, Goo.
Yeah.
Boy. A lot going on. Coming up in 15 minutes, Macklin Celebrini was the first pick of the San Jose Sharks, the number one pick overall in the 2024 draft. So we're going to be talking hoops up until then. Then we'll give it a little variety with Macklin Celebrini, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. You know what I'm going to keep thinking about when we're talking to Macklin Celebrini? He's 18.
Yeah.
He's 18 years old.
Peyton Manning.
He's a punk.
No,
he's a good young boy.
As you get older, your kids, I don't like young people. Like Evan and Carter, I used to be them. But you took it for granted.
But they're getting more done at their age than you ever did.
Oh, good God, the line's around the corner. But you know, Steiny?
You know, I honestly, all these guys are way ahead of where I was in my career at their age. But you know what? You can't tell them that because they think they're owed more.
No, not those guys.
They think they're owed more.
They bust their ass, man.
I mean, these guys are angst day in and day out. What about my future? What about my future? What am I going to get married? Am I going to have kids? What about my job? I don't make enough money. Am I ever going to make... Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
But it could go quick, Steiny.
Every little thing. It's going to be all right.
Bobby McFerrin.
Bob Marley. Antonio in Oakland. Here's some sunshine. This is some sunshine.
Hold on.
Antonio Steiner. Is always a positive. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey. Me personally, I'm starting to get the feeling that I kind of do want to trade Kuminga because Lauri Markkanen, 7-foot guy. You know what I'm saying? He's like a more aggressive Dirk and Nowitzki. He's damn near like 90% from the free throw line, damn near 40% from three. You know what I'm saying? Him and Steph would be the best point guard center combo since, you know, Magic and Kareem. And like, man, just imagine them two guys playing, man. He's so incredible. And I know Kuminga, he has a high upside. Sure. But this guy, he freaking dunked on Vucevic. He dominated Sengun.
We got to get him,
Sengun destroyed Wimby. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, he scored 49 points for Sengun. Yep. 49 as in the San Francisco 49ers. You know, so this guy's talented, and I would love to trade Kuminga for him.
You know what, Antonio? You talked me into it.
Yeah, look at him.
Antonio always with some optimism.
Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy.
I know.
Bobby McFerrin, same message, is everything going to be all right.
Clay Thompson.
Because when I think of Bob Marley, no woman, no cry. Dude, I've been in bad breakups when I was single, got cheated on, just be at the house with the lights on.
Did you ever cry over a woman?
Internally, but never, tears never came out. I have cried. Yeah.
Of course you have. Yeah. We all have. Admit it, man. Goodness gracious. I know guys.
But it wasn't the person. It was what they represented because I had those thoughts of I want to get married and do all this stuff. And then you realize they were nothing. That's the best thing to happen to you.
Oh, boy.
Wow, dude.
That was a
I wouldn't Hart. Give up Kuminga for Ingram. I like B.I., but okay. Yeah, man, I'm just thinking of Kuminga's body and that physique's down. He is a problem. But, man, marketing, come on now. And PG-13, why we thought Ballmer would let him come here. I just get more. And that's my bad. I just get more upset. But they didn't include Kuminga. You could have got him.
I don't know.
Those are mixed messages.
I'm going to be honest with you. As it relates to the Paul George trade, I don't know what to believe.
Palmer really wouldn't want Kuminga.
He didn't want to go into that second apron.
Right.
And they, like, you know, there's some reports that said, it's pretty close to getting done. And then Ramona Shelburne says, you know what? Clippers probably were never going to do it. They weren't going to deal with the Warriors, and they had to stay out of the second apron.
Well, Ballmer strikes me as the guy that will pay what Lakeup essentially did. I'll pay the apron if I think we got a shot to win it.
No.
He must have thought PG and Kawhi were done.
We were talking about the apron yesterday, Evan and I, and like the Boston Celtics are shattering the apron.
Oh my gosh.
But they won a title.
No doubt.
And now they're paying their guys.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm paying. Why would I shatter the second apron? I'm sorry. With the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And Ballmer told you as much, Stein.
Well, yeah, and I kind of told Evan, I wouldn't blow past the second apron ever unless I won a title.
Yeah, but even before the existence of the apron, what Joe Lacob did, the tax, the red, Stein, he paid because I'll always love him for that and be thankful. He paid, man.
Yep.
And they come up with this rule to hate.
Now the... Well,
that's what it was. When you talk about other GMs hating that phrase, Joey light years ahead, and that's why they came up with this, man.
I mean,
I don't understand how it's good for the league, though.
Oh, you think this offseason isn't good for the league? This kind of movement? Do you think the NBA thought the Warriors' dominance was good for the league?
Well, I go to Boston, which you just brought up. They're like, okay, forget apron. We got action.
Well, they won a title, Goo. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
That's why they paid everybody.
Yeah, but the whole – I think dynasties are good. Parity's good, too. But, damn, if the Warriors thought they had action, Stoney, they would be like, apron my ass. You know what I mean? You're going to get the gate.
You want Joe Lacob to go through the second apron
now.
with his
please.
Team.
Please, okay. I don't even want him in the kitchen.
Exactly. Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo?
Hey, man. Oh, man. Hey, Guru, you need to get out your feelings with this, that Draymond. It just happened to happen when it happened, man. Like, for real. But you were talking about love and females. Now, you're not going to cry. I lost a good one, Guru.
What was her name, Mike?
Her name, man, her name was Niecy, man. Well, she was solid, man. Niecy.
Yeah.
With an N.
And so she was solid, man. And I'm kind of like, Guru, I do a lot of stuff, and I get kind of selfish. And I don't look out as much as I should.
Okay.
So I kind of messed that one up, Guru.
Mike, about this? Okay, I gotta believe
Philmo that she saw through some things.
I got a cousin Niecy. Mike, what about Joe Lacob taking Clay golfing and not talking about the contract? That hurts.
That would hurt me.
Okay,
too,
that's all I'm saying.
No, I get you because it's like, okay, you coming out, bro? Like, because obviously Clay and Joe is probably the most distant of the big three.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
And so it's obvious. It's like, okay, so you brought me out here for what? Like, you got millions of stories of Draymond and Joe. Oh, yeah, man, pick up the tab with the wine. He got the bottles and all this whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. You know, obviously, Steph Curry going to have a crazy relationship. He's paying him $55 million a year. You better have a good relationship with somebody you paying $55 million a year. So, yeah, I mean, the most distance was with Clay. It just hurt to hear all the stuff come out. And I do agree with you, Guru. It did take a hit to our
culture,
our brand, our brand, so to speak. But it was kind of time. Steiny had said this. He was like, man, it just happened the way it happened. I honestly don't think that Lacob likes or loves Draymond more than Clay. I just think that he's more like similar to some people just hit it off, whereas other people don't really just hit it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it comes to dynasties, last thing, dynasties are good for the NFL and the NHL. I don't think dynasties is good for the NBA. Rivalries. Rivalries are good for the NBA. NBA needs rivalries. They need that because got these weak-ass blowouts in the playoffs, and it's supposed to be the best teams in the league. So you need rivalries to push basketball.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Mike.
Hey, have a great weekend, Mike.
Niecy.
I got a cousin, Niecy. She was at the party with you. Cindy's sister.
Heartbreaker.
Who was that?
It was a heartbreaker.
You sing a lot of songs and not know. Well, I didn't know. Look at Carter just studying you.
That's help me, text line, and YouTube. Yeah, heartbreak.
Are you going to acknowledge my cousin Niecy you met at Norris Barbecue, Cindy's sister, Cynthia? My cousin Niecy from Fremont. I call her Fremont.
Did I meet her?
Yeah, she was at the gig.
Well, we are going to go down that way in just a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So. I got plenty of time to do the tease. Plenty.
Evan doesn't look like
this. I got 32 seconds. Coming up on the other side. We're looking forward to this one. Macklin Celebrini. He's 18 years old. He was the number one overall selection by the San Jose Sharks, Boston University. And he is coming up courtesy of the River Islands guest line, yeah. Macklin Celebrini. And I gotta believe he's a Warrior fan. Pops working for the organization. All right, on the other side, Macklin Celebrini, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.